Hello. Hey, good evening. My name is Jesse, and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, your name was chosen at random. Your individual answers are confidential. Do you have a few moments?
Sure.
All right. And may I have your name, please?
No.
I have the Harlan residence right here, but I'm not sure if I'm talking to the correct person. That's it.
No.
No? I have a
no.
Haley.
No, wrong person.
Wrong person. But maybe
Haley?
You can still help me out with this, sir. No worries. I just wanted to direct it by your first name. That's it.
Yep. No, that's okay. You can just ask me the questions without my first name.
Oh, that's
it's a survey, right?
Yeah, that's a survey. That's cool. No, all no right, worries.
Cool.
So let's continue.
Just tell me, dude.
All right, man. All right. Does anybody in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No? Okay. You are 18 years older and registered to vote in Oregon, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you. And I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote?
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep, all vote. Yep.
Okay. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask you your race?
I guess I'm kind of mixed. I would say I'm Mediterranean.
I have mixed right here, so I could select that one if you want.
Sure.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or a Republican, an independent or other?
Democrat.
Okay. And would that make you a strong Democrat or not too strong?
Fairly strong. I'm a union man, so I just vote with the party that supports organized labor.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I would say satisfied.
Satisfied, okay. Fair enough. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their members of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on, okay? 10 means it's most important, 0 is not important at all, and 5 is somewhat important, but you can always choose a number in between those, okay?
Okay.
So the list goes like this. Tackling climate change, is that most important somewhat or not important at all for you?
I think it's just below most important.
So 9? Okay. Lowering taxes.
Oh, yeah, that's at least a 5.
5? Okay.
Well, let's go 3.
3? All right.
Yeah.
Creating more jobs and rising wages.
That's a 3.
3. Creating more affordable housing.
Yeah, 3.
Funding for drug and substance abuse programs.
5.
5. Reducing crime.
I mean, 3. Yeah, 3.
3? Securing the southern border.
That's maybe 7. Yeah, 7 or 8.
7? Okay, protecting abortion rights.
2.
2? Okay, moving along here. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations from a scale from 0 to 100. So 100 means that you're very favorable and warm. 0 means you're very cold and unfavorable. And 50, it means you're not particularly warm or cold, okay? Donald Trump.
1.
Okay. Democrats in Congress.
7. Or wait, we're going from 100, right? Wait, we're going
100. Yeah.
Hundreds.
Yeah.
So, that's at least 50.
50, okay. J.D. Vance. 50.
Oh, yeah, well, 1 or 2. 2. We'll give him 2.
too. What about Janelle Bynum?
Don't know who she is.
Okay, so never heard of, you can say?
Yes.
Republicans in Congress.
One more time.
Republicans in Congress.
50.
50. Joe Biden.
75.
75. Tina Cote.
I'm going to give her 50.
50. What about Lori Chavez de Vermeer?
Not familiar.
Not familiar. What about Kamala Harris?
75.
What about McDonald's?
The food place?
Yeah, I guess.
The restaurant, McDonald's?
Yeah, it says McDonald's, so it's an organization, I guess.
Yeah, it's weird. No, that's down there. I was number 10.
10? Okay. That's fair enough. I know it's still a long ways off, but if the elections for president were held today, would you vote for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, or independent Cornel West, or Republican Donald Trump?
Kamala.
Kamala? Okay.
Yeah.
And I know it's still a long ways off, but if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Vermeer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Democrat.
Okay, Bynum. Even though you are not supporting Lori Chavez de Vermeer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in the 2024 elections in November? Does she have a fair chance with you, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or not a chance at all?
Well, unfamiliar.
So after not a chance, you don't know if you like
right.
that. Okay. Now, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I'd say somewhat approve.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Ramirez is handling her job as your Congress member?
Again, unfamiliar.
Unfamiliar. So it's fair enough to say you don't know, right?
Right.
Okay, so now I'm going to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Lori Chavez de Vermeer and Janelle Bynum. As mayor of Happyville, Lori Chavez de Vermeer led Oregon's fastest growing communities, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise your family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to child care. Lori was tired of the same old devised politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting things done for Oregon families. That's for Lori. Now, for Bynum, serving in the state house since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. In Salem, she has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and making our community safer. She's not afraid to go against her party to find particular or practical solutions to our communities or problems and to get things done. In Congress, she will stand up to extremists and on both sides to deliver for Oregon families. Now, sometimes through the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you didn't, but let me ask you once again, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori or would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum?
I would Bynum.
Okay. Okay. Now, and what specifically stuck out to you about Janelle Bynum?
Just the schools, you know. I think schools need more help. And, yeah, just all around. I like I'll say basically schools and just trying to help the community.
Trying to help community. Okay, perfect. Now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. And you may use the number between 0 to 10 as well, okay? Now, Janelle Bynum is sick of what is happening to our neighborhoods and partisan games that continue to be played. Like many of us, she voted for Measure 110, and thought it had a good intention. But she has seen how disastrous it has been for our community. Rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step to fixing it by crossing party lines and voting with Republicans in Salem to recriminalize drugs. Janelle will always put solutions over politics. Is this a very convincing reason? Not, it was a somewhat or not at all?
No, that's convincing, yes.
Okay. Now, Janelle Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights, and she has never wavered on this issue. After Roe versus Wade was overturned, she supported a bill to ensure Oregon women have the same rights they did when Roe was still law. And in Congress, she will fight back against Republicans who want to overrule Oregon law with a national abortion ban. Is that a convincing reason or not convincing at all? Or
100% convincing.
Okay. Now, Janelle Bynum is not your standard Democrat and doesn't believe either party has all the answers. She says politicians are just playing games, and she is going to Washington to change its ways because it's no longer serving us. And she's done it in Salem, where she has bridged the gap between Democrats and Republicans to fight practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl off our streets. Is that a very convincing somewhat or not convincing at all?
It's convincing, yes.
Okay. No,
how
last
many more
one,
questions are there? Okay, because I'm at dinner.
To be quite honest with you, we're about 80% done. Maybe about 2 more minutes of your time will be sufficient.
Okay.
Bear with me. Janelle Bynum hears politicians say our economy is getting better, but as a working mother of 4 and a local business owner, she is facing the same struggles we are. Her children can't afford to buy a home around here, and rent has skyrocketed. Lowering paying jobs aren't cutting it. That's why her business hires low-skilled workers and offers scholarships to help workers gain the skills they need to advance, to pass opportunities on, and make sure everyone has a fair chance to get ahead. Is that convincing somewhat or not? That convincing at all?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of a weird question because to me, the economy is doing great, but the people at the top are greedy, so it makes people below them feel like the economy isn't doing great because they're not getting the money. But we're building, and you know what I'm saying? The economy's great. As a union iron worker, I've been working solid, and I've made more money in this last year than I have in 26 years of being an iron worker. So I have to say the economy is actually doing awesome. There's just other people are reaping that reward. So I don't know how to answer that question.
Okay, so I do not know, if you want to put that.
Yeah, you can put that. Yeah, let's put that.
Okay. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. Now, let me ask you again, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Ramirez or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Bynum.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some doubts and concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez de Ramirez. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez de Ramirez for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, but not at all. Okay? So real fast. Too many of us are working harder and harder and yet are still struggling to get ahead while Washington politicians keep playing the same games, partisan political games, instead of coming together to solve our problems. Lori Chavez de Ramirez isn't bringing down the cost of living. She's voting to threaten access to Social Security and voted for leadership that supports making drastic cuts to Medicare. She hasn't stopped price gouging and done anything to fight inflation. In fact, she went along with the extremists in her party who killed a participant bill that would have ended up in border crisis and enhanced security, but they thought it would help Biden. If we want politics to change and work for us, we have to stop this for typical politicians like Lori. Is that a great deal? Quite a bit or somewhat?
No, I agree. She should be stopped.
So it's a great deal.
Yep.
Okay. Now, the next one is real short. Now, Lori Chavez de Ramirez opposes a woman's rights to abortion. She supported overturning Roe versus Wade and supports a national ban on abortions that will override Oregon law. She doesn't trust Oregon her own decisions, putting all of us at risk. Is that a great deal? Quite a bit?
Great deal.
Great deal? Okay. So we're almost done right here. Please bear with me. Now, I'm going to ask you again. In the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Ramirez or Democrat Jeanine Bynum?
Bynum.
Okay. Now, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last grading of school that you completed, sir?
Last grade of school?
Mm-hmm.
12.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced,
okay. Now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Yes, I'm a union member.
Okay, so applies respondent, applies. Does that applies respondent, applies household?
I own a house and I'm a union member.
Okay. Okay, now in the 2020 elections for president, did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Okay. Now, this concludes our survey. I do thank you very much for participating. You have yourself a wonderful evening. And once again, I appreciate your time, man.
Okay, thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Bye now.